And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Reverend Dr. Michelle Laws. I am a proud 1992 graduate of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. However, I have become disheartened and outright appalled at the attacks that are being waged against public education and centers within our UNC school system that were established to help and advance policies and practices that move our state forward to higher ground and more nobler ideals. As I think about the ongoing debate in regards to the Board of Governors' decision to potentially close the UNC Center for Civil Rights or tie their hands, I am reminded of a speech that I heard the university system president Margaret Spelling give during her opening remarks at a Board of Governors retreat on February 12, 2016. Spelling stated, "In the global knowledge economy, we are required to help more people, particularly people of color and those from first generation and low income backgrounds, to achieve at much higher levels. We've not done this in the past," she said, "and we continue to fall short, although we do a good job of educating the elites," end quote. I would like to remind Ms. Spellings and the Board of Governors of those comments. I would also like to remind them of something that Bill Friday said in 1999 during the inauguration of his Friday's Fellows. He challenged them, saying that you have before you an awesome and unprecedented personal challenge. You will soon discover how willing you are to change. You will find out how tolerant you are of a point of view that conflicts with your own. You're going to discover how much courage you really have in challenging a demagoguery, hypocrisy, expediency, and misdirected ego. That challenge remains now something that the Board of Governors must strongly consider and grapple with. This is Michelle Laws.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues.